the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Well, I think I've shared this story once before, but I'm going to share it again with you all. I'm stretching back in time to whenever I was 4 years old. At 4 years old, my parents took me to a petting zoo. And it had all sorts of like little random animals, right, that you could go up and you could visit with, and it was like, ooh, ah, you know, all these cute little barnyard animals and the like. And I remember distinctly walking through this one section and seeing a goat. And I wanted to go pet the goat, right? You ever see a goat? You want to pet a goat? I wanted to pet a goat. So I started over that direction, and my mother said, no, no, let's not go over there. Goats are mean, it'll butt you. Let's go check out the sheep. So I toddle off towards the sheep, and it's over here, and I reach my hand out, and it was about that time that this sheep ran full force into me. Butted me, knocked me down on the ground. I think I was a couple feet away from my dad, but I remember distinctly like being pushed into my dad's feet, all the air out of me. And that's when I realized that the sheep was backing up to try to finish me off, right? And my dad picks me up, holds me up, and I escape, you know, certain death by the hands of evil sheep. I'm not saying that every time I eat lamb chops, I smile a little. But I do go through a good bit of mint jelly. Sheep are dumb. I mean, they're really dumb. Of all the barnyard animals, perhaps only chickens are dumber than sheep, okay? Sheep are never known for their intelligence, okay? Sheep are also really smelly. I don't know, any of you ever been around a sheep farm or the like, okay? Not a pleasant smell, okay? I'm not sure what it is that the sheep are doing. Wool doesn't smell bad when you buy it in a store, you know. Lamb chops smell good. For some reason, when it's on the hoof, it's just awful. But the one thing I will say that sheep do right is that they do listen to the shepherd. They do listen to the person that they trust. They understand that this person is in charge of them. They understand that this individual is looking out for them, and they will follow the voice of that person. So in that regard, it seems like a perfect analogy that Jesus would use for humanity and himself, right? A bunch of dumb things that go off and stink up the world, and the shepherd that can actually guide them. I think that each and every single one of us in this room, as a matter of fact, even those outside of this room who profess to be Christians, would say, you know, when asked the question, do you follow the shepherd's voice? We would all say, yes, of course. But sometimes I wonder if we really do. It's not so much that we don't follow it whenever we hear it. It's that so many times we ignore it. What is being put in place in our lives, in our society, that drives a wedge between our hearing the shepherd's voice and our responding to it? I think that there's quite a bit in the world that just wants to drown out the voice of the shepherd. The cacophony of the world around us, and all of the desires and wants and wills that we have, I think, drive a wedge in between our hearing and our doing, the voice of the shepherd. So it becomes the question, well, what can we do to sort of lower the din of our worldly desires so that we can more acutely listen to the voice of the good shepherd, of Christ, and follow his will? Well, I think that there are several things we can do. This morning, y'all started off right. We're starting with church. That's a good way to sort of ground yourself for the week. I think that's a positive thing. The other thing you can do is not wait a week before you delve back into God's Word. I would like to think that, you know, all of us enjoy a good Bible study. All of us enjoy reading the Bible. Sometimes, I'm not going to lie, through my weekly readings and all of that, it can be a sort of a slog, okay? especially when you get into Leviticus and some of these things, it's tough to read. But yet, whenever we take the time to intentionally read Scripture, I do think we allow ourselves the opportunity to hear the voice of God in a more unique and intentional way. I think prayer also opens up the opportunity for us to be able to hear the voice of the Good Shepherd. I like to think that my prayers that I offer every day change me as much as I hope that it changes the world. I find sometimes, and I don't know if this has ever happened to you, at night when I lay down and I go through my bedtime prayers and I start reciting through some of the people that I want to remember, have you ever fallen asleep in the middle of that? Yeah. And then you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and you think, oh, did I finish that prayer? Maybe that's just me. I don't know. But I do remember that I fall asleep sometimes saying my prayers. And I used to feel really bad about that until I was reading a commentary. And I've got all kinds of quotes bouncing around up here, but they don't always connect with who it was that said them. But an individual had said, you should never feel bad for falling asleep during your prayers, because what better way to fall asleep than in the arms of your Savior? I think being intentional and the desire to have that conversation with God also allows us to become a little more in tune to the voice of the Good Shepherd. And another way, and I don't think we do this or practice this nearly enough, is the act of discernment. What if we, whenever we were wondering if we were hearing the voice of God, or if it was the voice of our ego or our own wants or desires, what if we got into a group with fellowship here in the church, or close friends or the like, and went through a period of talking it through, talking about, this is what I experience. Could it mean this? Having this sort of conversation. That's how the discernment process for ordination works. You have a group of people who get together and we talk about it. And reflect on what they're hearing and what you're hearing and trying to fully appreciate the will of the Holy Spirit. That sort of reflective listening, I think, is extremely important for all of us, and we don't do it nearly enough in lesser situations, you know. I think maybe I should be a lector in church, but I'm not really sure. Maybe we should have a conversation about this with a few people. Do you think I could be a lector in church? Do you think blah, blah, blah? We don't think of discernment as being something for small or trivial matters, but it really is. It's an opportunity for us to reflect with others the possible call of the Holy Spirit and to see what it is that they see in us that perhaps we don't even recognize. My brothers and sisters, I do believe that the Lord is calling each and every single one of us. All of us are called by the Good Shepherd. The question is, are we listening? And two, are we going to respond to that call? I pray, my brothers and sisters, that each and every single one of us is extremely intentional about listening to that call of the shepherd. And I also pray so earnestly that all of us are willing to step up to the plate when we hear that call, to do what it is that our Savior has called us to do. Because if we are truly serious about saying that the Lord is our good shepherd, the one who is looking out for us, the one who is watching out for us, the one who will guide us, then we will say yes to those calls, to that small, still voice that moves us into a world that can be transformed by the love of God through our hands, through our feet, and by the words of our mouth. Let us never forget to hear the call and to respond to it. Amen.